The child's lips were stained with blackberry juice. There was a sick look about her, her cheeks fallen in, dark hollows beneath her eyes, her hair as ragged as a tinker's. In Henry's arms, she was covered with an old coat of her mother's. Filthy it was. Henry spoke at last. He said he'd gone for the stones to Paddy Linden's cottage. As often it was, his face was empty of expression even while he spoke. "More happens in a hem," Bridget's father had once said about Henry's face. "Sweet mother," Bridget whispered, crossing herself. "Sweet lady of mercy." Henry slowly made his way to a chair. The child was starved, so weak you'd say she couldn't live. Unspoken, these comments tumbled about in Bridget's thoughts, as earlier they had in Henry's, bringing with them the same confusion. How could she have come in from the sea? How could she be here at all? Bridget sat down to steady the weakness in her knees. She tried to count the days, but they kept slipping about. Ages, it felt like, since the night on the strand. Ages before the Gaults had gone.
"There's food she took from the house," Henry said. "Sugar sandwiches she maybe lived on. And thank God for it, there's water in that place."
"She was never in the woods, Henry."
Every morning Bridget carried her rosary from the gate lodge to the kitchen and placed it on the shelf above the range. She pushed herself up from the table to find it now, gathering it between her fingers, not telling the beads, but finding solace in their touch.
"She ran off," Henry said.
"Oh, child, child.
She's frightened by what she done."
"Why do you do a thing like that, Lucy?"